Good morning. Look at the close of the US markets, and once again, the markets finished in the red. The Dow down by around 15 points at the end of trade, which was probably one of its better levels of the day, and the Nasdaq down by 29 points or near 0.5% slide on the Nasdaq. Once again, weakness in the banks, weakness in the technology stocks, and also weakness in many of the oil and gas operators, especially the rig operators that are based in the US. And this followed on from falls in our own market, where we saw the Australian market down by 70 points or 1.2% yesterday. Asian markets were also weaker and European markets were in the red. Overnight, we heard that the International Monetary Fund and the European Union will go ahead with their planned new package that is going to be given out to Greece, that rescue lending package coming in at 8.5 billion euros. There are a few items that have to be signed off by Greece before they get this cash. But if anything, what it did do is take a bit of a spark out of the European markets on concerns as just going to be further payments that need to be made to these smaller nations to help them get on back on track. And this is going to come at a cost growth from the larger nations. If we have a look at the US markets, well, we did have that weakness continuing in the technology stocks. The banks were lower. The money was going back into the US dollar. Yesterday, we had the Federal Reserve coming out and lifting interest rates as expected, but they're up. Upbeat tone did add some concern about how many interest rates are to come and what that will mean to US growth if interest rates keep rising, and especially the US stock market. Now, if we have a look at the US grocery chain operator Kroger, they've come out overnight and said that price deflation, so the cost of goods that they're selling in store, have not been able to increase. So unfortunately, that's putting pressure on their overall margins, and they saw their share price down nearly 20% by the end of trade. And Nike coming out and cutting its global workforce. They're saying they're trying to streamline their businesses, but it did put pressure on the shares, and the shares fell by around 2.5% by the end of trade. And if we have a look at the commodity markets, the gold price, because of the strength coming through in the US dollar, down around $20 an ounce in the overnight session, putting pressure on the mining stocks, and also the energy sector being hit as the oil price hit a 7-month low overnight, now holding at $44.40 US a barrel. The Australian market, after those losses from yesterday, now set for a gain of around 16 points at the start of trade, with the Australian dollar coming off yesterday's highs after the better than expected job numbers were released, where we surpassed 76 US cents. We've now given back a bit of ground in the overnight session, 75.80 odd US cents.